This July the 3rd will mark the 25th anniversary of the 1993 floods that impacted the city of Madison. To commemorate the anniversary, KJAM Radio, with the help of a number of local residents, will be sharing the stories of that day. This is Looking Back, the Flood of 1993. This episode is brought to you by the Lake Area Improvement Corporation, Timber Supply, and Winter Incorporated. Through residents' memories and news clips from the day, we remember just how difficult it was to travel in Madison.
And I couldn't get past Division Avenue. The water was coming so fast down Division that were white. They were like white caps.
You'd have to drive 3 or 4 miles around the outside just to get to the other end of Madison. Unheard of.
You could not cross from the north side of Madison to the south side. The only way that you could really do that was to drive out through the countryside and make a big sweep around the town to, somewhere in the neighborhood of, 12 to 15 miles.
I ran over to my dad's house quick, or tried to. It was a little tough to get down there because there was water all over the place.
And down on 4th Street where my dad lives, Southwest 4th, we had to rescue him with a boat to bring him to our house to stay because his basement was flooded and the garage and everything was full also.
Highway 19 south of Mars Beach, completely underwater, extremely dangerous. Of course, that goes hand in hand with Scott Matheson's advice to avoid all travel in the area, period. Just avoid travel.
From Canova to Highway 81, that road is closed. Highway 81 south of Virgil Service, as we understand, is still presently open.
Highway 81, 3.5 north of Madison, underwater. People are advised not to travel.
This episode has been brought to you by Mustang Seeds, Complete Septic Service, and First Madison Insurance. Looking Back, the Flood of 1993 can also be found at AmazingMadison.com.